fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Yeah, money, 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 to the tune of nearly $8 billion. That is the projected surplus for the state of Minnesota, the largest ever. And Ryan Winkler, who is the House Majority Leader, joins us now. Ryan, let me start you off with this, as you know this better than anyone, as someone on the who was tasked with coming up with a plan for the $250 million for frontline workers. Obviously, there's still no agreement on that. How are we going to agree on what to do with $8 billion?
It isn't easy. I don't think it's any surprise to listeners to know that the two parties are pretty divided and people have very different views of the world. I will say that in the last 3 years with divided House and Senate, we have managed to do a lot of very good work together. It's not perfect, and it's certainly not something we get done all the time, but we have done a lot of good work. And with a surplus of this size, we have a real opportunity to continue to support families that are struggling, workers who are still dealing with a pandemic, and small businesses that are trying to recover. And I think we should be able to unite around helping those people get through this economy and make Minnesota a much better place for all of us to get ahead.
Ryan, you know this very well. Republicans will argue that, look, we've collected too much money from hardworking Minnesotans who are struggling to pay bills, higher gas bills, things like that. Do they have an argument for cutting some taxes and maybe getting some direct relief to Minnesota taxpayers?
I think a targeted tax package that helps people who actually are struggling has some merit and something that we could agree on as part of a broader budget deal. What I don't want to do and what Democrats don't want to do is provide a huge tax benefit to the companies that are doing better than ever right now. And there are a lot of people who make a lot of money right now who are doing extremely well. They should not be our priority for this surplus. It should be people who are working hard and still struggling to get by.
Ryan Winkler, House Majority Leader, joining us, talking about news of this massive budget surplus. Blois Olson brought this up last hour, and it was this. He says, many governors for years now have been arguing that the budgetary system, how we come up with these numbers, needs to be fixed, repaired, so we don't have these bipolar-type swings from surpluses to deficits. Is now the right time to look into that and change that?
We do have a very strong reserve, which is created by law. So any money above the forecast goes right into the reserve until it is at a number that will help keep stability. So that does a lot. The problem is if you create a system of stable revenue, you basically create a system where people at the top pay a lot less. So our system works pretty well because we do a good job of allocating tax receipts according to your ability to pay. And then we save some of it when the sun is shining and times are good, and we save it for a rainy day.
Back to the frontline worker pay. What's the latest on that? Is there any chance that there would be a special session now, even with just a month to go before the new year, that we'd try to get some payments out to frontline workers?
The timing between now and January 31st, when we go into a regular session, seems pretty unlikely for a special session. I will say that Republican Senator Karn Housley and I could probably resolve this in about 5 minutes. And the challenge that we face is not whether how to figure out how, this $250 million. The challenge is other additional issues that Senate Republicans are bringing to the table, like stopping a vaccine mandate and for a while trying to fire the health commissioner. That really put us off track from focusing on these workers. And I think the good news is this budget forecast shows not only can we help on the short term with these workers, we might be able to help them get long-term higher wages, which will help nursing homes, it'll help hospitals, it'll help all kinds of businesses struggling to keep care workers on the job. And the state has a role in paying for that work.
About 1 minute left, Ryan. You are also running for Hennepin County Attorney, and this week, Madera Arredondo says he is not going to stay in that position. If you're Hennepin County Attorney, you'll work closely with the Minneapolis Police Department. Any thoughts on Rondo leaving and what's next for the department?
Certainly, the Minneapolis Police Department is in a time of rebuilding. They're far short of the officer complement that they've had in the past. The ability to hire and recruit officers is extremely challenging. So the next chief, whoever it is going to have an opportunity to build a department that better reflects the community's wishes and be constructive, but it's not an easy task. And I do think the county prosecutor can play a role in helping partner with police leaders who are looking for reform and public safety.
Ryan, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. 757 News Talk 830 WCCO. We've got traffic, weather, CBS News, and an update from Steve Simpson into the 8 o'clock hour on the WCCO Morning News.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.